If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us. That way, either way works for us. We just want to hear from you. Get a hold of us. Shipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line is a short story. Anything crazy, wacky, wild you might have seen, participated in, or caused. Give us a voicemail. 515-585-MERK. 515-585-6375. Short story, 5-10 minutes at most. Follow simple prompts. And do it.
And leave us a voicemail.
Anything longer than that, get a hold of Brian. He'll schedule to be on the show. Also, keep us fueled, keep us caffeinated at buymeacoffee.com/Hammer Lane. Virtual tip jar. If you like what we're doing here, feel free to contribute. If not, thanks for looking.
Amen, brother.
Who's on the show today?
Who's on the show today? As everybody can see, we have in-studio guests today. Perfect. How awesome is this? This is a returning guest, Scott Aloysius Van Auken.
Thank you.
And his lovely wife, Karen. Not Aloysius Van Auken.
And she's not that type of Karen either.
No.
Thanks for remembering how to get here.
Well, thank you guys for coming down. We really do appreciate it. I know it's a ride to come all the way out to Shoemakersville, or as Shipper likes to call it, Shoeville. Right. It is a ride for most people. It's a ride for me every day.
Yes, we could have carpooled. I could only have to drive to the turnpike.
Well, that's how we came down the turnpike.
It's the easiest way. But I really do appreciate you guys coming in. It really is kind of neat. Scott, reintroduce yourself a little bit. Kind of remind people who you are. And you know, I'm sure they remember your show. You're
this is the third time I've been on.
It's like it's you going. Yeah, yep. You're building up quite a
so like a fan base here.
Eventually, you'd be like, yeah,
people are going to want to hear you rant too, huh?
No. I've been with Pitt, Ohio now about 2.5 years. Uh-huh. Love the job.
Longest 2.5 years that we know.
But, that's about it, really. Love the job. You know, the company's not a bad company to work for. Right. You know.
Not bad.
No.
It's the greatest thing since sliced bread other than working down there in Florida for the mouse. Come on now.
Well, I just got back from Florida, so.
Hmm.
It was gorgeous down there, especially when it was raining up here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was nice weather up here. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, but it rains down there for 5 minutes, and it's back to 85 and humid again. So.
Yeah. Well,
it's just, it's so humid down there that eventually just the water just starts dropping. It's just everything.
It's just your eyeballs sweating.
Your eyeballs are sweating. Yes. It is very warm. It's a very warm place to be. Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a nurse for Good Shepherd Rehab, and I don't talk well. I've been there. Yeah, I've been there for about 20 years.
Wow.
I take care of adults with disabilities.
That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That really is. That's awesome. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, the age group is like from 20 up to about 70.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I got 10 years, I could be there.
Keep living the way you are. It's going to be sooner than 10 years,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it could be too. Let's not go there just yet.
It's a little early.
A little early in the game. Anyway, yeah, back to Karen.
Yeah, it's a satisfying job.
That's great.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Yeah, it's one of those jobs that it's its own reward. Not that, you know, you shouldn't get paid. You do.
Oh, I want to be paid.
But yeah, me too.
I'm not that nice.
No. I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
no, you become friends with these people. They're your family.
Of course.
It's your home away from home, basically.
That's great.
Yeah, you get really close with the families.
Yeah.
And see what a lot of parents go through when they have, you know, raising a disabled child or having a young adult in a car accident
and end
up that way. So, but there's a lot of good things that come out of it.
Sure.
You see a lot of progress, and the technology they have for these people is fantastic.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that they've come up with, things that they're able to do. Uh-huh. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. It is really neat. The tech side of it. The wheelchairs are amazing. They're Cadillacs.
Oh my word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is so neat. My brother-in-law, Trevor,
mm-hmm.
has arthrogryposis.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
But he has.
What does it result in?
it he has, he's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Pretty much it just kind of hindered the physical development.
Okay.
But he's a great kid. Well, he's not even a kid anymore. I mean, holy crap. He's in his 40s.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, you know, but I can appreciate, you know, I appreciate what
does he live on his own or is he
lives with his mom. Yeah.
Okay.
His mom is still alive, which I think she's like 83 or 84 and she takes care of him.
Wow.
I mean, she's a trooper. I mean, God bless her. Sandy is just an awesome woman.
Yeah.
She just is. I mean, she's Michelle's mom and I'm like, yeah, Michelle's going to be a good woman. She's going to take care of me. She doesn't cook, but she's going to take care of me. But that's okay.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's what the pillow's for.
Yeah, but I could... To eat?
Or, no. Or to tube, you know, just, you know, strap a bag on once a month there. You can go.
These guys are really nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
Michelle is an awesome person, and I love her, and you're being mean to her.
Who are you talking about, your wife? The one you were trying to get culinary school for on a Saturday?
Well, that would be nice, you know. I mean, she's home now, so, you know. Why not? You know? So what has it been like being married to Scott, being the wife of a trucker? You've seen both sides of the trucking industry as like Scott used to be, over the road and now he's an LTL home every day. How did you like that transition? And like, what are your thoughts on the whole
thing? Well, when
trucking
he was on the road, the kids were young,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, you develop your own routine, very independent, and I was pretty much had that.
Yeah.
And he'd come home on Friday nights and then be out, Sunday night, right?
Sunday night, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And so I did my own thing. And then and then when that went, oh my God, I got to share the parenting.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair.
Right. He hasn't been here all this time, and now he wants to have a say in this?
Yeah. Like,
and I get that. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you just get that.
Sure.
You know, you have that. You feel like you are entitled to that power.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's your.
Yeah. And then you got to cook for him. But I was also working nursing and doing a lot of hours during that time too. Uh-huh. So it was a lot of juggling.
Sure.
A lot. It was difficult.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't a fan of the on the road thing.
Right.
I wasn't. But he did that for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then became, the other way. And I do appreciate, you know, I like it better. I do.
Yeah.
I do. But we still don't have a normal schedule. I don't think it's in our future in any shape or form.
It's not like either one of you is really working a job that's conducive to normal schedules. I mean, no. You know, you're a nurse and you're, you know, working and he's a truck driver. So it's like,
yeah, she works 3 days a week, 12 hours. And then sometimes she'll pick up an extra day here and there.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a lot. So, you know, we don't like, you know, hey, I'll see you this weekend sometime. You know? Yeah. And then I work weekends. I work like, you know, one weekend a month, and then sometimes pick up a day on the weekend. So it's a lot.
It's really ships that pass in the night.
She's had enough of you. She's going to go in extra.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I do. You know, you can always tell the state of the relationship, how much overtime I do.
I must be doing it right because Michelle's home now. So she's home all the time.
Let's tune in for that show in about six months. Well, no,
we'll catch up in January.
Night.
We'll let you know how things are working out. Where I'm sleeping,
live from our cardboard box down by the river.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'll get a van.
Well, you got the. All you need to do is get a cap for the back of the.
I have one. I just got to put it on. Yeah, I've just been lazy.
You put the cap on the Ranger and, you know.
And there's bathroom
and a new battery in it. And I got an outhouse. Yeah, I got that. I got that going. I'll be ready. I'm good.
Yeah.
If she decides she doesn't really like this whole setup.
Yeah, always good to have a backup.
It is. It's the spare room, you know. Yeah. And even if it is a truck.
You'll become a homesteader real quick.
I will. Yeah, right? I'm raising my own.
Steading outside your home.
Outside with the chickens. Raising my own, you know.
Exactly.
It is really cool. And that is one of the things that I think is one of the things in the driving industry and what we do is one of the most difficult things is the dealing with the crazy hours. The stressful situations that come up because of the crazy hours.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have two kids and then you have other adult kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a his, mine, and ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. But and the other part is just the night shift when I am home.
Right.
You know, you got to tiptoe around the house.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and then we got two dogs that bark at everything. So,
which isn't helpful.
No.
See, I blame that on you. You're a light sleeper, apparently.
No, I'm not.
No, fortunately, he's not. Fortunately. Mm-hmm.
That is a good thing. Yeah. I think
there's no tiptoeing for me. There's no tiptoeing in my house because, like I said, I slept right through them putting a roof on my house.
I did that too.
Never heard them.
I did that too.
Were you sleeping? I don't remember.
I am not that good of a sleeper. They were putting a new roof on the church over here a few years ago, and it had me up all day for 2 days. I was like, I could not believe these guys were doing it during the daytime. Why can't you do it at night when I'm not home?
How dare them have a normal job?
Right. I mean, yeah, goodness gracious. I mean, Michelle be fine. You know.
Ken Dog does it.
Right. Amen. Well, at least they put the stuff out. I don't know how much they're actually accomplishing.
Well, kind of like last night.
I'm teasing. Yeah,
I was going to say, Connecticut has kidding, that flood.
It's very true. I think they could put floodlights over there and put a roof on.
Yeah, and why can't children play outside during the night and not the day?
Just, you know, exactly. Give them reflective stuff.
Yeah.
They'll be all right.
There's not many cars.
No, there's less traffic.
Cars, because it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
It's 10 p.m. They're all adults, and I really don't care. Not that I don't love them. I love them all. But they're, you know, they're all on their own, and it's nice. Yeah,
there's only one that we really have to worry about.
Oh, do tell,
and
Scott.
And which one is that one?
Scott. Aurora.
Oh, I thought maybe you meant Jeremy.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Which one are you talking about? Okay, we're going to go with that one for 50, Alex.
Let's merge this quick.
No, there's only one that we got to worry about, and that's Aurora.
Yeah.
Because she still comes home every now and then.
Yeah.
That's nice when
she tells us what to do.
That's how they all get, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, as long as, you know, they're okay with fixing their own food. Okay, whatever. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Yeah.
That's how she's usually pretty good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's always resourceful with cooking.
That is good. Yeah. Yeah. I wish Michelle were. I know I say it a lot. I love my wife. I really do. She's great. She just is not a great cook.
And so it's do you do all the cooking?
I do. It's either that or
that's why I keep sending them all these recipes. Or,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and it's fine. It's one of those things I never minded doing. I like to just give Michelle a hard time sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't mind it though at all.
Oh, she doesn't listen anyway.
She doesn't. I know. She doesn't. Yeah. It's okay.
Well, what I mean by that, she doesn't listen to the show.
So how have you enjoyed the transition from being a,
I love it.
Well, we'll bring it back to trucking.
Yeah.
From being an LTL or
going from
over the road to LTL.
Then coming,
you whistling again there, dude?
No.
I love it, but much better because at least with like even when I was with Venezia, I was home every night.
Right.
Or at least 98% of the time I was home. And very seldom I had to stay out.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is at least I can be home.
Yeah.
And even if when she's not working, at least when I get home, she might be up.
Mm-hmm.
We chit chat a little bit while she's drinking her cup of coffee. I go to bed for, 5-6 hours.
Right.
Which, is about normal for us. And then I come down, have dinner with her, get ready for,
That's
go to
awesome.
Work. So at least I get to see her a little bit more than I
did. It is nice. Yeah. I totally agree. I like the being home every day, It's one of those, I think sometimes it's one of those things in this day and age where it doesn't bode well for marriage sometimes,
No.
Which is why a lot of truck drivers have, wife one and wife two and wife three.
Why are you looking at me?
Too much information there.
I'm on wife one.
Okay.
He is.
Right.
I'm just giving him a hard time. But it is one of those things.
It's always good to be having a backup plan, though.
It is. My backup plan is
better
no backup
better.
Plan, dude. At this age,
mine's another dog.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm good.
Yeah, not doing that again.
Nope. that's what I'm, and we're gonna go way off topic here, but it's one of those funny things that Michelle and I actually sat and talked about. And she's told me, and I've said the same thing to her. If anything ever happens to you, I'm good. I'm not looking to reunite with or unite with somebody. I don't need to get married again. You know what I mean? We're married 36 years.
Yeah, you played that game.
Yeah,
you don't need to do it again.
And to relearn somebody at this, and I'm sure there's people out there who love doing it and who do it and who have great relationships. I don't mean anything. I'm just like, I don't have the energy for that anymore. Yeah. It's like,
you don't have the time or the patience.
I don't have the patience for it. I'd be like, seriously.
Yeah, right. It's like.
I think that's why so many people will go back to somebody they knew from high school and get remarried. Like they'll try to rekindle that. And to me, that's just moving backwards. Like I don't like that at all.
It didn't work the first time.
Yeah. There was a reason for it.
Let's not go down that aisle again.
But see that.
You do. Yes,
they'll
you do.
Find them on Facebook and, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's a guy that I know, he and his wife got divorced. They had a kid. They got divorced. And she still lives with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know somebody like that, too.
And I just think to myself, if I didn't like you
enough, why
would I want to stay married to you? Right. Why would I want to stay in the same house?
Yeah.
We didn't work out well the first, when we were living.
I got a question here, then.
Yeah.
Did she get half the house? Is there a big tape mark down the middle of the house? Your
like
side?
Like War of the Roses?
I've never been in their house. But they seem to get along. And it's great.
It's just the institution of marriage,
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Maybe it's just
get
a
rid
commitment.
Of that license.
Get rid of that commitment part, and you're you're all good. I don't know.
They can't afford to do anything else.
That could be too.
Yeah.
Living together out of sharing the bills.
Yeah,
I mean, because
well, weren't they doing that before while they were married?
Maybe they were.
I'm just saying.
In my head, I just think to myself, if I spent that much money to get rid of you, you're not moving back in. And I'm not moving back. You know what I mean?
No.
Because divorce isn't cheap.
No.
It's not like
it's a serious investment.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier to get married than it is to get out of a marriage.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the government's involved.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a second. Nobody. read the fine print on the marriage license. You know, it's a lot easier getting
in.
It'll
be a short drive to Newark with a 55-gallon drum. You never know.
Wow, dude, that's dark. Right away, you got dark. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
I know. But
here today, gone tomorrow.
Okay. Does your wife know?
Oh yeah.
Okay. As long as Lisa's, she knows what's going on.
Newark's just out of her comfort zone, or I'd be there already.
Yeah. She might have some good close friends that'll help her out with that.
That's why I never bring home a pro sticker. Pick up.
She might be shipping your butt.
Yeah. Well, you have the backhoe, don't you?
Well, not now. Kid took it back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. But it's readily available.
Just dig a hole.
I'm running out of room.
Uh-oh. Wow, this conversation got dark.
There's always the front yard, though.
Everybody can see that. I find that
kind of scary, though.
You have to.
It doesn't matter. We just dig holes at any part time of the day. It doesn't matter. Hang generators from the tree. You know,
that's why you move out into the country.
Well, it was rural. Country until everybody moved around us, built around us.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I mean, the church was here before I was.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's been there for a while. So.
Yeah,
but that's okay. But you enjoy working at Pitt.
They got to worry about them on a Sunday.
Yeah, and they're not even that noisy then. Right. Yeah, they're a pretty quiet church. They're very nice people, too.
You're not here when they're probably having their...
I'm not. I'm at church.
Yeah, exactly.
I drive 30 minutes to go to church when there's one right next door. Yeah. It's just how my life is, you know? I drive an hour to go to work.
Yep. An hour home.
He increases his carbon footprint, right? Yeah, I'm just walking across.
I want a carbon footprint that is just huge. That's it.
You just need to commute.
Yeah, I need to drive.
He's like Jill Biden. I was thinking, gotta fly to France, gotta eat a steak, turn around, fly back to, sit in the courthouse.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I wasn't going to say it, though.
But well, I am.
Maybe it's just that I'm such a bad neighbor.
This may be the last show.
I have to depart my neighborhood to do anything, to socialize in any way. You know, I got to drive an hour to go to work.
To those people.
Right, exactly. That's terrible. Anyway, back to trucking and nursing.
Yes.
How did you find yourself doing how did you get into that?
Well,
I've never gotten a chance to ask anybody that,
Yeah. Well, I always kind of wanted to become a nurse.
Okay.
And this was when I was with my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, wasn't working. And I was trying to figure out some way to make quick money. And I actually, he was on unemployment, so I could go on the job thing and get, assistance.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, quick way to make money. I'll become a nurse's aide. I can do that in a couple months, less than a couple months. And,
wow.
So I went and signed up for that. And they said, look, you not really, not to be insulting, but you don't seem really nurse's aide. Like, you should look at being a nurse, which was a compliment.
Wow, yeah.
I said, okay. And it actually was this counselor that mm-hmm. got me going on it. I mean, I worked as a nurse's aide while I was in nursing school.
Okay.
But that's how it all started. That thing was years ago. It was like 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, my older kids, I only had 3 kids at the time and they were all little. So I went through nursing school with these little kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I bet, because I mean, that's a lot of learning.
Nursing school is pretty intense.
If you know somebody who's gone to nursing school, and my pastor's daughter, she is a PA,
mm-hmm.
and I mean just the schooling alone that you guys have to do and go through.
Yeah,
I'm like that's just. I mean, you have to read. It's not just it's not up my alley.
Oh yeah,
that and the blood and the guts and the
oh yeah,
that's just not my thing at all.
I mean, I'm okay with it. It is funny though. Sometimes when we get student nurses, I had one. It was a guy. It was a big, tough looking guy,
right?
Who kind of did the same thing. He got laid off. Decided, he got go into nursing school,
sure.
His second career. And I have him in a room doing wound care, and all of a sudden he turns green and runs in the bathroom and pukes,
That would be me.
You can see those big guys fall with stuff that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not for the weak,
It's not. being in the hospital room when your wife is giving birth is not for the weak.
No.
It's gross.
It is disgusting.
It really is. Yeah. I love my kids.
But they don't come but out
it's,
pretty.
No. It's like, yeah, like clean them up first and then
yeah.
I'll go wait outside. They host them off.
Where's the power
wash? They wanted me to cut the umbilical cord. And I'm like, are you sure?
Trust me with scissors?
Yeah. In a place like this? Yeah. you're getting paid. You should do it.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. Yeah. You know, just the whole, and that's just something that we all, you know, if you're a parent nowadays, I mean, mm-hmm. you're in the delivery room and all that stuff, but I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not, so I'll never be a nurse. I'll never, you know,
it won't be the second career.
No.
Oh, that's not what you're going to retire?
Yep. Exactly. Target, Walmart, you know, I'm a reader. You know. Yeah. Just give me a vest. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, anything with a vest.
The way things going
are. Work at PennDOT.
The way things are going at Target and Walmart, you might end up seeing blood, guts, and glory.
Yes. Boy, ain't that the truth.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting, I mean, it's just such an interesting thing to become, you know, to mm-hmm. look at and to do that. And after doing it for 30 years, you still enjoy it as much as you did then?
I like the people. I like that. Yeah.
That's the other part of it is you got to be a sociable person.
I'm not, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's not like I have a ton of friends that I hang out with. I'm kind of.
But I mean, you're a nice person though. I mean, you have to be nice.
I try to be, yeah. And you have to have empathy. I mean, if you don't, you know, if you don't have that, you're in the wrong area.
Right.
You know, but like I said, the families are fun. I've gotten close with a lot of them and that's the nice side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that is, it's very nice. I'm just not a people person. Well, I am. Yeah. I mean, I like talking to people.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could talk to people and bandage them at the same time. You know what I mean? Like
I don't know. It's funny. I have funny relationships with some of them.
It's well, awesome.
There was that one that used to buy stuff for Aurora for Christmas. And-
oh, yeah. That was, I can't say names on this.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Her daughter was with us. She had, uh-huh. and she was like 45 years old, her daughter, but she had had brain tumors.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she, you know, was in pretty bad shape, to say the least. She was pretty confused and stuff. But the mom was so dedicated. She came in every single day. And she loved Aurora, you know, my daughter. And because at that time, you would come in a lot with her, like on the weekends and stuff. You'd pop by, bring me lunch and stuff. And then Aurora met, you know, all the people and stuff. Like they all, she grew up with that.
Wow.
She grew up with Good Shepherd.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they all ask about her. You know, they're always.
That is really neat.
Yeah, I was pregnant with her when I started there. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you were pregnant with John, too, when you were at the Manor.
Yeah. Yeah, at the Manor, it was the same thing there. But, yeah, so it was neat. Like I said, it gets to be family.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's good. But, yeah, it's an interesting career.
It really is. I think it's fascinating.
And the nicest thing about nursing, too, is there's so many different fields.
Yes.
Like, you can choose anything. You don't even have to touch a wound. You could do mental health.
Oh, that's true.
You know, so there's many choices.
Yeah, that's it. You don't really think about that aspect of it. That's, you know,
I couldn't picture you doing mental health.
Not me, no.
No,
I know. I'm talking about him, not you.
Oh, well, I know I could.
Yeah,
I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about myself.
Yeah, I don't.
That's going to be your.
No, he needs the mental health.
Yeah, he wants to be a recipient.
Okay.
He wants the drugs.
That's what I was saying.
Tell me your problems. I'll take care of it.
There's drugs involved. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, okay. I need that.
You think you got problems? Shut up, Buttercup. It's nothing. That's a walk in the park, Skippy.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine.
Rub some dirt on it. So how did you help your wife? How did you help Karen?
Well, actually, when...
Or don't you help Karen?
I try to as much as I can.
Well, that's a...
He stays out of her way.
Exactly.
But does he, though?
It depends on the day.
Yes.
She vacuums right around him when he falls asleep on the floor.
No, she just pushes me out of the way.
No, it's funny. When he is sound asleep, like on the couch, like it's gotten to the point now, like, you know, Aurora will come home on the weekend or whatever. She'll walk in with her boyfriend. We're all chit-chatting. We're doing this. We're making noise. We're walking around him. We'll occasionally look at him.
Make sure he's alive.
Is he still breathing?
Somebody get some mirror out and check.
The dog will occasionally lick his face.
Hey, yeah, there still, you go. He's still there.
He's just laying there, yeah. So.
And it doesn't bother him. He doesn't wake. You don't wake up or anything.
No, not really.
Very seldom.
Wow.
He spends quality time with the family.
He really does.
Well, he's there.
Everybody enjoys his company.
I'm there every weekend.
And he's not talking to him.
Exactly. I don't see anything wrong.
There you go.
It's like working at Bernie's, but a little different. But, you know, different outcome at the end of the show.
We just sit and wait for that sleeping fart.
Oh, there you go. No, say it ain't so. You don't.
I have no idea.
It happens.
I'm out.
No. That's hilarious. I love that. Was funny, Karen.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about your life experiences and your driving experiences and your marriage experiences.
How I met Karen was through, I was working for Young's Medical.
Okay.
She was working at a nursing home up there in Salersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And in 97, I met her. And then in 2003, she separated from her husband. My wife left me, ended up getting together, shortly after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, then, what was it? About not even 6 months later, we found out that you were pregnant with Aurora.
Yeah.
And then I quit Young's Medical.
Yeah, you stayed home with Aurora.
I became a stay-at-home dad, which I love that. I really did.
Oh, man, I hear that.
Yeah, I was truly Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
It was.
That is really cool.
Well, guys have an interesting approach to childcare.
Yeah.
It's definitely different, and it make a woman cringe sometimes, right. But it works.
Yeah.
She didn't like the pressure washer when you're washing the baby?
Oh, no, I just stuck her in the dishwasher.
There you go. That's a window. Well, yeah. Could have a window.
Yeah, with the thing that spun around that cleans it, you just put a little seat there.
She's on a spin cycle. Like, it's almost done.
It's kind of like a little toy ride, you know?
Make sure you take her out before the heat comes on.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh,
you know,
no,
it's all about time. Yeah. I actually got, you know, when Tanya was little, I was the one that potty trained her, and she was easy. She was like a cat. You know, you take a cat and you show them where the litter box is and they're good. That was Tanya. I mean, literally I took her to the toilet once and she was good. She was like, she would say she had to go to the bathroom whenever she had to go. I was like, What do women complain about taking potty training for? She was so easy. And then Michelle said, well, yeah, you should try, you know, potty training a boy. And then Jack came along and I was like, nah, I'm working. No, I'm not. You know, your mom will teach you. You'll be good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
No, you just tell them to pee outside.
There you go.
Yeah. Just don't pee in the house. Like a dog.
Open the door.
The story I could tell. Tony would be so mad.
Go ahead. Oh, why not? I think he's got one or two he's got to take.
But yeah,
Tony comes on next week and says, I'm sorry, folks, but
the show's over. Oh, well. But it was fun while it lasted.
And then while I was a stay-at-home dad, that's when I got my class B.
Okay.
And I drove for Pleasant Valley School District for 1 year.
How'd you like that? Driving school bus.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. And
how were the kids?
Then I started with
the animals walked off and on the bus. No problem.
All by themselves. Yeah.
Then I went to Jim Thorpe and that's where, my son was going to kindergarten.
Okay.
And he actually ended up on my bus.
That was convenient.
That was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit of a handful when he was little.
Scott or
both.
Jeremy?
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Amen to that.
So anyway, he acted up on the bus.
Yep.
And quite a few times.
Well, within 2 weeks of me having the bus route, he gets called down to the principal's office. And the principal goes, starts, well, you can't be standing up on the bus. You guys stay seated. It's unsafe. And then he goes, yeah, I know. Then the principal goes, well, what do you think your dad's going to say when he gets this in the mail? He goes, my dad's the one that wrote it up.
My dad's the bus driver.
Well.
And then he looked at it and goes, all right, go back to class.
What else can you say?
Duct tape.
Yeah.
Well, after that, he was pretty good on the bus.
Yeah, he chilled out on the bus.
That's anyway. Good.
School, he was a handful for a few years. But
yeah.
Yeah.
He came around.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then Jim Thorpe was about to outsource the buses.
Yeah.
And that's when I went through Pennsylvania and got my Class A.
Okay.
And then eventually.
Where'd you go for your Class A? What school?
L-Tri-C.
Good.
Hydrocarbon.
Was it like 6 weeks?
It was 8 weeks because I did it weekends.
Okay.
I stayed working for the school.
Yeah.
And then did it on the weekends.
Did the weekends, yeah.
So I think it was like eight or 10 weeks.
Wow.
I
forget.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a while.
Ended up being the same amount.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
The time, but.
But that's cool.
And then I worked for a couple different companies.
Yeah, you tried a few things and they were crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you ended up with Carlisle, right?
Well, yeah. Then I ended up, after the dairy, I went to Carlisle.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the dairy.
Ah, you drove for a dairy.
Yeah, Pocono Mountain Dairies.
Okay. Like delivering or picking up the milk, like a tanker
delivering to stores and things like that. And then went to Carlisle.
How'd you like that?
I loved the customers. My customers, I loved them.
You know what? I don't think I've ever said those words.
You never delivered during the day long enough
for 2 years.
That's not long enough to establish a relationship.
I
didn't want a relationship. I was already married, bro. And I was not looking for a relationship.
Why do you go there all the time?
But no, I had the same customers all the time, every Monday, Tuesday.
See, that was part of my problem.
He's delivering milk. It's not like, well, what do you got? Who ordered that? He's not getting those answers.
He's not delivering
milk. You don't have an appointment. Exactly. He's not getting those questions.
That was heavy though. I mean, that's a heavy job.
Well, that was the biggest problem with the job is it was messing up your back.
Yeah, it started messing up my upper back, especially when, the guys that loaded the trucks, they wouldn't test the rail bars, the load bars.
Nice. That's helpful.
And then, things would slide all over the back.
I was going to say, you can't cry over a little spilled milk.
No, but you can cry over the pain. I'm picking it up. But then after that's when I went to Carlisle, did that for 3 years. I did like it somewhat. Because I got to see it from Virginia to Maine.
That is really cool.
Up Google Earth, you can see everything.
The best. About 1 week a year, 1 week in the summer, he would take Aurora with him.
Oh, that's cool.
And she was, it was mainly during the period she was what, like 9, 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they came after you suspicious of kidnapping her.
Well, no, that was when you went down to New Orleans in November.
Okay, but regardless, the state trooper that came after you, because somebody had reported you.
We went to Wawa.
Wow.
We went to Wawa in New Jersey, down there by Vineland.
You look suspicious, huh?
And, well, they saw me putting her in
creepy.
The truck. And so they called the cops.
Look at him now.
See, there is future for a pedophile.
Have you seen this face?
Thanks, Jeff. Left there, went down to, we had a drop lot at Herman's down there. And by the time I backed in, Aurora and I are sitting there eating our lunch. I
dropped the trailer, picked hooked up to the next trailer, and we're sitting there eating, and this cop car comes flying in the parking lot, kicking up dirt, stones, wow, everything. And he went right by, and Roar and I like look at each other, what the heck? You know? And then all of a sudden, another one comes in a little bit slower, a little bit calmer, and stops right in front of my truck. And the other guy spins around at the bottom and comes flying up and gets out. And I'm already out of the truck, and we're talking.
Right.
And he goes, well, we got a phone call that said that there was a truck driver that had a little girl, and, you know, and at this time of period, they should be in school. And
I said, wow.
Yeah, she's right there. And he talked to her and saw the papers that, you know, that she was allowed to be in the truck and everything. Right. And that was it. Then they left.
Well, thank goodness he had that documentation.
How about it? Oh, my word.
That's right. It was during the school year because I was down in New Orleans. That's right.
Yeah. That could have really gotten messy.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a pretty crazy story.
How about it? That is a crazy story.
But, you know,
word to the wise, don't take your kids with you.
Yeah. Leave them home. He took her alone and talked to her and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, he left her in the truck.
But at the same time, it makes you almost feel good. Like, at least they're out looking, making sure that.
Yeah, it's reassuring.
And it's funny because, the one cop was talking to my daughter because he actually climbed up into the truck, not sat down, but climbed up enough that he could see her and talk to her. I was talking to the other cop. I said, well, at least there are people out there looking out.
Right.
I said, you know, and, you know, him and I sat there and, you know, shot the shit.
Typical Scott shows up. And he's just a nice guy and starts chit-chat with everybody.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
I know.
Yeah. He really is a nice guy. He's that guy.
You're not supposed to tell anyone.
We're not going to tell anybody. Nobody will know. We won't even let the company know that you're a nice guy.
Yeah, please.
Promise. Yeah, like he talks to the neighbors.
I talked to John.
Is. You're a Democrat, aren't you?
Hell no.
Talk to the neighbor.
I only talk to John.
Well, those neighbors are all from New York.
Well, that's only because Anthony moved. When Anthony was still living there.
Yeah, him and I.
Our houses aren't super close together. It's kind of spread out. But he'd go out strolling around, and Aurora and I would be looking out the window and be going, oh, no. Because we'd be supposedly supposed to go somewhere.
So, right.
And he's talking to them. He's there's going to be a conversation.
This is not good.
There was only a couple of them that I did. And that was, Anthony. Well, if I was out, Anthony would walk over to the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And John.
And then at this point, Karen says, come on, we just might as well go ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, the reason is because that's why I do it. And then I don't have to go with them. You know?
So that's your secret.
Yeah.
Your secret weapon is have to go spend time with somebody else.
I'll sit there and chit chat with a neighbor or something, and she's get sick. Bye. See ya. Okay.
That's why I have a church.
Yeah, but now your friend left. He moved.
That's my neighbor.
Yeah. Yes. And he's down in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Long way to chit chat.
So, but John's the one that just had his hip replaced.
Yeah.
So,
which one?
I think
the one that was hurting them.
You think that's the one they went with?
Well, usually
they go with that one.
They took the wrong one. Now he's on a scooter.
Life sucks, doesn't it?
They only sell hips and match sets. Sorry.
I only got one done.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're a little frischmeckled.
I am a little frischmeckled.
Did you get the other one? That way it's a match pair when you actually go to put the other side in?
Yeah, I have it in.
Because it's going to be.
I have it in storage.
Mm-hmm. You pre-bought it?
Yeah, no.
Prepaid. It's like one of those prepaid cell phones.
It's like one of those prepaid funerals. It's all taken care of. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, just in case.
Do you know you can buy a coffin at Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was
Costco.
And Costco.
I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you got to buy it online.
You can buy one.
You can buy a coffin. I was absolutely amazed at that.
Are they expensive?
Does it really matter?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because you don't have to buy the extended warranty on it. Because who's digging it up to check the seal after 30 years?
I agree.
Yeah. Well, it gets put into the cement vault.
Yeah. Again, who's digging it up in 30 years to check it out?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't cheap when we bought them from my parents.
Yeah. Well, they're probably cheaper at Costco.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm like,
it's me how that
Particle board?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
You know, I said, there's another conversation Michelle and I had. I said, when I go, cremate me. I'm good.
Yep.
I don't care. You don't have to bury. Don't spend $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 burying me. Cremate me.
Yeah.
We're good.
Because I know my kid, he'll go. Money's no object with him. He'll, you get a used Amazon box. Sweep me in.
Sweep you in. There you go. Yeah, money's no problem. It's no, nope, no issue at all. We're good.
Get
nope.
The best box. Yeah.
This is
he'll even decorate
three times
it.
As thick.
It won't just fall apart on the first ring.
Right.
So you're good
maybe
to go.
A second.
Yeah. It is. It's, well, it's crazy. I mean, when we, you know, I mean, it's not a cheap thing to do to bury somebody.
No.
And I know it's, I mean, this conversation really takes some weird dark turns today, but it is not a cheap thing to do. And yeah. It's like when, you know, that's what solidified it in my head. That's what solidified it in my head was when
Drummond
my parents
died.
I'm like, you know, that's, we're not
coughing a Costco.
Yeah, exactly. We're having, this one's got all the cool stuff going on in this conversation.
Well, the funny thing is when I worked for Venezia, and Aurora got mad at me when her first boyfriend that she ever brought home, because she thought I was actually going to have the talk with him. And I said, I work for a cement company.
There you go.
I said, and there's so many quarries.
There you go.
Body goes into cement. The cement goes into the quarry. Don't have to worry about it.
Body goes into the cement. Cement goes.
Exactly.
Shoes.
This really got really dark.
It's all right.
Well, I already know what I'm doing with Scott.
Oh.
He wants to be cremated.
Yeah.
So we'll make him into a casserole dish. So he can share dinner with the family.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
What's the extra crunchies on top, Dad? His last supper.
That's hilarious, Shep.
I'm done here.
We should circle this back to trucking. Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Go for it. Go for it there, Jen.
I don't know. We'll circle back around at some point. Wow.
Talk to me, Tootie.
I see.
You're out. You're stupefied.
I am stupefied. Well, what else would you like to talk about, Scott or Karen? It's a fun conversation. Well, this conversation is crazy.
It's funny because when I was with Carlisle, I offered to take her with me. She was no way. She would never go with me.
You don't.
I'm the typical wife co-driver.
Gotcha. You're looking for the brake pedal on your side.
Yeah. Plus, I don't like being confined for that long. Plus, I need to pee a lot.
Yeah, I get all.
Which wouldn't go well with
things.
Him.
Yeah, I get all those things. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it would end badly.
She might still be up in Maine somewhere.
Yeah, he'd leave me.
Okay, this is where I was going. I was going there and that one commercial on TV with the guys got the crapper strapped to the flatbed. I'm thinking myself, you bolt that right to the catwalk.
There you go. And we're good to go.
Put the door out the bunk, you're good.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's it.
Well, heck, yeah. You know, why not? You just do what the Arabs and things do. They cut the hole in the...
right away.
That's what they see, and this is what you see.
Oh, God. Scott, you're hilarious. So you didn't like the idea? You don't?
No, that was an
absolute even just
no.
Driving? It's like... Were you interested in the driving part, like to sit up high and?
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I think it's neat to sit in the trucks.
Yeah,
you know, difficult for me to get into them.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah,
like when Sunday afternoon when I would take the stuff over to the truck, she'd go over with me and she'd help me put the stuff in. She'd climb into the truck.
You are just way too nice.
Oh, I tell you,
you really are. You're a very nice person.
She
is my rock. And Aurora, both.
Oh, now you're gonna get all sentimental.
Yeah, I will. Like 3 years ago, you know, with the cancer and everything.
Yeah,
there was one time I was about to give up.
with it. I was like, screw it, no more. I'm not doing it.
Right.
But because of her and my daughter, I, what was it, another week of treatments.
So you're gonna you're gonna blame all this on her?
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Sorry, Karen.
The only good part about that whole period of time is he couldn't talk.
Well, no, that was only like 2 or 3 weeks. Then I started
that getting, was a good 2 or 3 weeks. Knocking, not being able to talk.
This is funny. This is funny.
Do we have recordings of this?
We do now.
This is funny, though. Aurora and I were sitting there in a store buying, you know, picking up some stuff. Uh-huh. And we're sitting there saying, because the biggest problem was how he could get our attention. Because, I mean, in all seriousness, he really couldn't talk.
Sure.
Like, it was difficult. So we go, oh, I got it. We got him a slingshot with a
foam balls.
With foam balls.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So he could get our attention. He was a really bad aim with them.
Like, so he wasn't working well. And he's like, maybe we should have just got him a bell. Would have been easier.
Well, no, then I just started throwing the balls. I did better throwing them than I did with the slingshot.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
these
you
things
go.
Would go flying around.
And then Rodney would chase them.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is really funny. But you're all better now? You're okay?
As of right now, yeah.
Okay,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. A rough thing. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Oh, my word, yeah. I agree.
Well, that's like, what's her name in the office, you know, with her going through all that stuff.
Yeah. Tanya, yeah. Yeah, it's rough. It really is. I'm glad you're okay. Yeah, I really am.
Yeah, it's been 3 years now.
That's good.
Since the operation. Actually, it's 3 years since the last treatment.
Yeah, because we're in.
Because it was April when I went back.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got COVID.
COVID pneumonia. Yep.
Wow. Well, that just.
Yeah. I'm about to go back to work. I go down to Limerick, pick up my truck, bring it up to Nazareth Yard. And I wasn't feeling good.
Right.
Ended up that Saturday morning. Well, Friday night, she took me down to the hospital. They said, well, just watch his blood pressure or watch his oxygen levels.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning, she goes and does something with Aurora down at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I went to the same hospital 3 times that day.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like 6 times in less than 4 days.
Yeah.
And she was down there.
Yeah, because Aurora had broken her heel. I had to take her in for a CAT scan or an MRI, I think it was. And then I bring her back and he's bad. He's in bad shape. So I was going to call 911.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable driving you.
Sure.
You know? But he did not want ambulance, did not want ambulance. So I took him, I drove him up, and they took him in immediately. At that point in time, I couldn't go inside.
Yeah, and they're because of COVID.
You know, because of COVID. Right. So I had to stay. He just walked in there and he couldn't go see him.
You know? Yeah.
But I have to say, this was St. Luke's up in Bartonsville.
Okay.
And the doctors were fantastic with me.
Good.
Like, they called me constantly. Updating me and everything, so I can't complain about that.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
because Michelle got COVID and she went to Reading.
Yeah,
to Reading Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard from anybody.
Oh, that's horrible.
Her phone died, so she couldn't call. Like, her battery had and, I mean, I couldn't go visit her.
Yeah,
you know, like. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Well, maybe she told him not to call
that
you.
That could be. That very well could be. She just wanted, you know, a couple of days of rest.
Thing is,
you know?
She was tired.
Yeah, she was just ready to take a break.
Yeah.
You know? And I get that. I'm like, I should try that.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, you did.
I did. Yeah, I was out. I had COVID.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you also, no, I'm talking about with your hip.
Oh, yeah, well, I was... But I had to come home and she took care of me, which she was really, you know, very nice. But you know what? I will say this. This is the one thing I will say. And this is God's honest truth. It was the craziest thing being home with my hip because we didn't spend, you know, we don't really spend that much time because, you know, she's working days, I'm working nights. You see each other to pass. And it was kind of like, you know, you kind of learned each other all over again. You know, it was really nice. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed the time. Sounds weird. And it sounds very, you know, like, touchy feely. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it really was. You actually spent time and you're like, yeah, that's why I married her. Because she's actually nice. You know?
I like her.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, now, it, so yeah, it's, the 36 years isn't wasted. You know, it's right. good. Well, but right, it was just crazy. You know, it was one of those weird things.
Yeah.
Well, right after the operation, I had it December 23rd. She picked me up on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Brought home. Christmas Day, I was in so much pain because all the medication that they gave me in the hospital is now slowly wearing off.
Wow. That's
my doctor,
suck.
Dr. Brown. He gave his personal number to Karen.
Uh-huh.
And she called him up. He ordered morphine for me. And, well, it took a couple
places. I had to drive all over the place. One hospital didn't have it. I had to go to another hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, she ended up coming all the way down by 33.
Yeah, by Anderson.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah. That's on a morphine dedicated. Hunt.
Yeah.
I still have this giant bottle at the house.
Just in case.
Well, if all of a sudden you don't see me, you know, or, you know, when you... If you call my phone or text me or whatever, and I don't answer for a long period of time, she probably dosed me with it and I'm dead.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Maybe she's just enjoying the quiet. She just gave you enough to shut your pie hole for a little while. You know? She's not the kind that's going to pull you in. She's just going to help you sleep.
Permanently.
Take a dirt nap.
Yeah, he's going to He's going to be sleeping with Prince Valium, you know?
Yeah.
Or only it's Queen Morphine.
You remember on The Sopranos where, what's his name, Joe Pantelli, his head went off into the quarry?
Yes.
Yeah.
The quarry's right down by my house. No problem. Open anytime.
If you see yourself going down towards Shipper's house and Karen's driving, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What I'm saying. Yeah, it's, you know, this is a fun conversation. You guys are awesome. You really are. I'm so glad that you came out. I really am. I'm glad you came along.
Yeah, no, I decided. At first, I thought Aurora was going to be home all day. Yeah, we were going to try to pack her stuff up.
Uh-huh.
But she's going off with her boyfriend to a graduation party. So I said, okay, that just went out the window. So
yep, there you go.
Yeah.
So freed up your time.
Yeah.
Hey, so she doing okay? She enjoy her first year of college?
She loves it.
That's fantastic.
She totally thrives from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is good.
That's her element.
That's really good. And she's studying?
Biomed engineering. Yeah, and she's working in the lab this summer. Doing research for breast cancer.
Good for her. Man, that is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, she's not over there in Wuhan. Okay.
No. No. She's not going to be playing around with bats.
Just
mice,
saying.
But no bats.
Just saying.
Well, that's and what is Jeremy doing?
These are
the two of your youngest ones.
Right. Yeah. He's in the United States Air Force. Right now he's down at Tyndall Air Force Base doing his training for air battle management.
Air what?
Battle management. It's also AWACS.
Okay.
And that's the plane that has radar.
Yeah.
They can tell what planes are what and but he's going to actually be deployed to Okinawa.
Very cool. So you'd be taking a trip to Okinawa sometime.
I figure in two years.
I can't get in a plane for that long. There's no way I could stand it. 18 hours.
That's a long.
And that's just to Japan.
That's just one straight flight?
Well, you'd stop.
Or do you have a stop layover? But I'm still, I mean,
yeah,
I'm with you. 18
time,
hours is like a long time.
I couldn't do it.
To be dedicated to flying someplace.
No,
yeah. But I'm pretty sure you fly out to California and then from California over to Japan. Wow. And then you lay over in Japan and then fly over into Okinawa.
Wow.
Yeah, my sister had lived in Singapore for 8 years and she said that travel was like horrendous.
I bet.
Yeah, I never went out there at the time. My kids were smaller, so.
Right.
But yeah, it just it takes a special person to tolerate that.
Oh,
I don't
word,
think
yeah.
it's me.
Yeah.
And I figure he'll have leave, so I'll see him when he comes back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so
of course. Yeah.
He'll be good.
Yeah.
Besides, it's a fortune to go out there.
Oh, I can imagine what that's going to cost.
I figure it's going to be about $4,000 to $5,000 just to go out. And that's not.
Holy moly.
That's not even anything like.
That's just getting there.
That's just getting there.
Oh, I don't know if it's that high, but it's high.
No, for a round trip, it's like $4,000 to $4,500.
Did you look it up?
Yeah.
Go one way. Swim back.
Yeah, it could be, you know, maybe I can meet Mr. Miyagi.
You can get the express plane out of
slow boat to China.
Well, yeah, wait.
It flies right across. It doesn't go up to Washington, Alaska and come back down.
No, maybe, you know. The shipping containers that with Pitt.
With Pitt, Ohio.
Again, just put a pro number on your forehead. We'll send you where you need to be.
Yep. We'll shrink wrap
you. We'll get you there.
Yeah.
You can get a job with Wish on one of those rowboats that
to come back.
There you go, right? It's all planned out for you. We'll take care of your itinerary. Don't worry, bro.
Once you get there, we'll bring you in back underneath the border there. You'll be back home in a jiff.
Yeah.
And you get a free phone.
I was going to say, I can get a free phone and what is it? The debit cards?
Yeah.
Up to 10 grand?
Right. Wow. So you get half your trip. You get paid five grand.
To go over.
Yeah. You get paid.
So I'll pay for the trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no. I get free trip over because of going over with.
You initially got to put the cash up front, but we'll get it back for you.
Yeah.
Come back through the South. Just let your beard grow a little longer. We'll make you look into a terrorist.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You're halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there was one.
How do you like his beard? Speaking of.
I like beards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, when I shaved it off, her and Aurora both got, pardon my French, but pissed off at me with it.
It's French.
Oui.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, it's same thing, right?
But yeah, when I shaved it off.
Well, what'd you shave it off for? Or is that for when you had your surgery?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
At first, I kept it real short,
mm-hmm.
but it just like underneath here was like really coming in patchy.
Right.
And I just said.
Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I just started shaving off and for about almost 2 years.
Well, after the radiation and stuff that just wasn't growing well in that area.
So. Right.
So it still doesn't grow in underneath here real well.
Yeah, it's all right.
But
comb it over.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah, really. I just
like over his head.
Well, I can't do that.
Some guys have hair. You know,
yeah.
Not all of us.
Well, like they say, God only made a few perfect head. The rest he covered with hair.
No problem. I agree with it.
Yep.
Yep. Because I have my own problems that I got to deal with. Though.
Yes, you do.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. When I get the shaved off, you know, I get the crew cut, I bag it up and give it to you. That way you can glue it right on.
This is what he wants, more gray hair.
Well, hey, whatever. Eventually, we're all getting there. Top of the morning to you, eh?
Some of us don't even worry about the color anymore.
Yep.
It's just clear. No color at all. Don't worry about it. It's a lot cheaper this way.
Yeah.
Gives
a whole new meaning of letting the wind blow through your hair. Let the breeze.
Just kind of let the wind just kind of.
This way the wind blows, it's whistling scalp. Through your ear.
So. Did you enjoy your time here?
Of course. Always.
You had a good conversation?
I think so.
I had a great time. I laughed.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was so glad you came out. I really am.
Thank you.
I know I said it earlier, but I am really glad you came out. It was a lot of fun. It was nice to meet you.
We talked a little bit about trucking.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's nice to divert a little bit, you know? Yeah. It's
good. There's been a couple episodes that were like that.
Yeah. That's why, you know, it's nice because you actually get to meet, you know, the spouse of somebody who mm-hmm. drives, you know? And I think that's good. You know, the spouses are normal people. It's just the driver that's
debatable on that.
Yeah. You were saying?
I said it's debatable on the normal part.
Yeah, well, exactly. That is the part. That's the part you know. Anyway, we enjoyed this show. We hope you guys enjoyed this show. And we hope everybody out there enjoyed the show. Shipper, if they enjoyed the show, what can they do? What should they do?
You can share the show. Share it with their friends, their enemies, their first wives, their third wives, anybody and everybody. Just share the show because, Mer, I'm tired of hearing Captain Cranky Pants that the listenership is a little low, little lagging. So get somebody to listen. Enjoy the weather. Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. And don't forget, vote outlaw. Ciao.
Have a good day.